line. Reifenberg in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Snap is low, and we're going to have a flag on the play. And they're going to say this will be a false start against Norwich, which will back them up 5 yards.
That might have been a little blessing right there, because they had a bad snap, and that was a broken play right from the get-go. So you're only second and six now, so you know maybe that might be a blessing in disguise.
Minute gone here in the third quarter. Norwich leading Sydney 7-6. Second and six, ball on their own 39 as Norwich goes right to left. Waiting for the snap. This is Reifenberg. He's going to hand one off and right up the middle. Norwich is going to get a first down and more. Breaking free here is Walsh. He's into Sydney territory to the 25, to the 20 before he's brought down. And a huge 40-yard run here for the Purple Tornado.
And that was right up the gut until he got into the second level, and then he made a cut to the right. And then he just kept running as far as he could, and then the Warriors got to him, and once they did, he put his head down and carried a couple of the Warriors about three more yards down the field. So real nice run and good effort by the young man from the Tornado.
Biggest gain of the afternoon here, or the evening, I should say, 40 yards or so on the play. Therefore, Drew Walsh, just a sophomore, and this is going to put Norwich in very good field position down right outside the red zone, first and 10 on the Sydney 20-yard line. 10:20 to go here in this third quarter. Now they go right back to the run game with Walsh, and he is wrapped up at the line. Great job there by Sydney. That was Jermon breaking through, as well as Constable, I believe.
Yeah, number 22, Robbie Constable from the linebacker spot came off the edge and made a nice tackle.
So Jermon and Constable teaming up there to bring down Walsh. No gain on the play, second 10 for Norwich. They lead by one, 7-6, with 9:45 to go here, third quarter. Here's Reifenberg, shotgun, little quarterback keeper. Nice little juke move up the middle down to the 10-yard line. And now he really sold that fake and was able to get some daylight up the middle.
He sold the fake and he hid the ball really well. I mean, he actually ran right by a Sydney Warrior defensive lineman. I don't think he really thought he had the ball, but he did. Great play.
So Norwich knocking on the door once again here. They will pick up the first down, and it's actually going to be a first and nine as they are inside the 10-yard line now. So Norwich looking to increase the lead as they lead a 7-6 at the moment. And in the shotgun, here is Reifenberg, quarterback keeper again, but Jermond is there, and he's able to bring him down with the help of Colin Carl.
Sean Jermond doing a really nice job on that inside guard position, tackle position for the Warriors. He's shredding his blocker and looking for the ball carrier.
He also looks like he's bulked up a little bit this past year. And it showed. He's made some nice plays here so far tonight. Second and nine, 8:45 to go third quarter. It's Norwich 7, Sydney 6. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. Thanks for joining us wherever you might be out there, as well as on WCDOsports.com. Second and nine. Two wide receivers to the left for Norwich. Ball is on the 9-yard line. A handoff here. Walsh is brought down. Really no gain on the play as three Sydney Warriors are there to bring him down, including Brandon Evans.
Number nine for the Warriors made a real good play. He stayed outside of his blocker and made sure the play turned inside, and when it did turn back inside, he was there to make the tackle. Great play.
That was Lucas Tanner for Sydney making the great play. Now it's a third and eight. Norwich finding themselves in a little bit of trouble here, Tim.
Yeah, they're still okay. They're on the left hash, so they probably would run the jet sweep. They're going to run to the right side, and he's right there, Mr. Zach Race. We'll see what happens.
Quarterback keeper, though, to Reifenberg, and he is ripped down, but we'll have a flag on the play.
Going to have a horse collar tackle on that, without a doubt. I mean, grabbed right inside the back of his shoulder pads, and once he got to the end of the chain, he yanked him back and drew the flag. That'll be a first down.
Tough spot there for the Warriors, because they broke through, had the chance to make the play. They did, but made it with the horse collar tackle there.
Yeah, as soon as the kid ran by him, he reached out, and his hand got caught in there. I was like, oh, that's coming back.
First and four, as that automatically brings up a first down. 7:45 to go in the third quarter. It's Norwich 7, Sydney 6. Actually going to be a first and five. Norwich getting the play from the sideline here, and They can take their time. Clock is stopped. Now it starts as they get set. Two wide receivers to the right, including Veal, who had a couple of nice catches in the first half. Reifenberg, quarterback keeper again, up the middle, nowhere to go, hits the wall, but still maybe a gain of one. Should bring up about second and four.
Yeah, it looks like they're trying to really call his number a lot. And, I was talking to a couple of people from Norwich earlier, and they said, yeah, we got a three-year starter at quarterback, so you know he's not going to make a lot of mistakes, and he hasn't. You know, he's really controlled the game, done what he's being asked by Coach Christie, and doing a nice job managing the game tonight.
Interesting, because he didn't run that much in the first half, maybe a little bit towards halftime, but a heavy dose of running here. Oh, wow. They have, I think they're going to have a little conference here. Let's explain this one to you here, folks. Norwich is going to take a timeout. We'll have a little time to explain this here. They're saying that the horse collar tackle should not have been an automatic first down. So Norwich just had a first and five. Then they just made an announcement saying shouldn't have been that way, so it's going to be fourth and five now.
Yeah, they're going to have to sort this one out. You've got coach from Sydney out on the field talking to the referee, and Coach Christie's got his team over to the sideline because they did call a timeout because they're trying to figure out this. I do know that they had a little issue over on the box, and I think over on the down marker, and they actually had it up as one, and then I think they realized that they didn't need to do that, and I think that's what's causing the whole problem.
Look at Coach Matthews. He's all the way out in the middle of the field here. Yes, he's meeting with his guys, but he's also talking with the Zebra crew out there.
He's kind of like half and half. You know, he's like, he's using peripheral vision to make sure the ref's listening to him, and he's also making sure his guys know what he wants them to do.
So this is tough for Norwich because they thought that was first and five. Instead, it was third and five. And after they made this little reversal in this call, now it's a fourth and five.
Yeah, it definitely
changes your mindset.
Well, and you know what? You think it's first and five, you're changing your play call.
Right.
You know, you might have tried to throw the ball there or something.
This has to give a little more energy to the Warriors now.
If they can stop them, yep.
Fourth and five, here we go. Reifenberg's going to hand one off to Walsh, and he is going to push his way towards the goal line, breaks the tackle, he's still free, but brought down, and Sydney is going to hold on. Dawson Backus came out of nowhere to make a great tackle for Sydney, and they'll hold.
I'll tell you what, I think the running back thought he was in the end zone. He really made a nice cut at the point of attack and got outside, but Backus said, no, sir, you're coming down with me. So, nice tackle.
I thought he was going to be down. Then he broke free, and you think, oh, he's going in, but Backus was right there to rip him down. And Sydney holds down on the 5-yard line. Kind of a weird series there with the referees actually changing a call after it was made. You don't see that every day.
No, and I'm still at a loss of what happened there, so I'm going to have to call some of my referee buddies and find out what the deal was on that one.
Yeah, we both thought it was an automatic first down with the horse collar tackle, but it was not. So Sydney is going to get the ball back and an incomplete pass to Nate Vibbard on first and 10. We'll bring up second and 10. Sydney's on their own 4-yard line here, and now Sean Germond is down on the field here for Sydney. And coaching staff going to come out and have a chat with him. We'll hope that's just a cramp or something along those lines for Sean Germond. Certainly looks like a cramp. So we'll have a chance to take a break here. 6:36 to go, third quarter. It's Norwich leading Sydney 7-6. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Shenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 6:36 to go third quarter. It's Norwich leading Sydney 7-6. Tim, we've seen a lot of action in the red zone, but not a lot of scoring, but some interesting plays, that's for sure.
Yes, definitely an interesting game, that's for sure. And it was good to see Sean Drummond walk off on his own power.
Looked like maybe a cramp, maybe a knee, but he is walking around over there and seems to be okay. So there's your Sydney injury update. Sydney is going to make a pass on 2nd and 10 out into the flat for Alex Hoskins, a pickup of about 5 on the play. And 3rd and 5, Sydney is still deep in their own territory, though. Ball is going to be on about the 8-yard line.
At this point, you're probably, if you don't get the first down, you definitely just want to give your punter some room, you know, because you're real close to that end zone and a potential safety.
3rd and 7 now for Sydney. As they go left to right, they're deep in their own end. Smith, 10 seconds to go on the play clock. Barking out the signals here, directing traffic, 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Play clock down to 3, backs up. Looks to his right, scrambles out of the pocket, brought down, and are we going to have a safety? It's going to be very, very close. Let's see. I don't see anything for a safety yet. I think they're going to say it's 4th and 7, and Sydney dodged a bullet there as they're going to mark it on the 1.
They did dodge a bullet, but we'll see what happens because that's really a short distance for that punter.
So it's 4th and 7. Ethan Finch is going to come in to punt. And I thought it was going to be a safety.
Yeah, I did too. Darren made a nice job. He actually stretched the ball out and got it out of the end zone to keep it from being a safety. But now you have Ethan getting ready to punt, and he has very, very little room back there. And if he steps back, that's a safety as well.
Ball is on the goal line. Finch is in the back of the end zone, and they snap it up over his head. There's the flag. And, oh, my goodness, that was not good if you're a Sydney fan.
No, and you know what? I'm going to just say this. It's not easy because you work on your long snaps at a distance, and that distance is always the same once you're in the middle of the field and so on and so forth. When you shorten that distance, that makes that snap a heck of a lot harder.
A little conference here by the referees on 4th and 14. 5:20 to go, third quarter. 7-6, Norwich on top of Sydney. And it's been a third quarter here where both teams have had a chance at the end zone but have not been able to put it in.
Yeah, I would think this is, it's got to go down as a safety, and then Sydney will be kicking off to Norwich.
That's what I would think, too. So it was 4th and 14. Sydney just snapped the ball out of bounds through the back of the end zone, but we have not seen an official signal yet for a safety. Now we do. So it's going to be a safety giving a 9-6 lead here for Norwich. So 2 points there for the safety with 5:20 to go in the third quarter, and just a little bit of a costly mistake there for the Sydney Warriors.
Kind of understone, you know, I don't know what they were talking about. I wonder if they were just trying to determine where they would be doing the kick from.
Sure.
But, you know, it seems pretty simple that once that ball went out of the end zone or Ethan stepped on the line or stepped out of bounds with the ball in his hand, that's a safety immediately. So I don't know what it took so long for the call.
Well, we did think that horse collar tackle was going to be an automatic first down.
Maybe we don't know as much as we think we
did. It was for a down, and then they reversed the call, which I think in, you know, when you're sitting at home, you're watching football, you're yelling at the TV, you always are hoping they'll reverse the call. They never do. And that time they did.
Yep, they certainly did.
So your score now is Norwich 9 and Sydney 6 with 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDL.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily and blue plate specials. The staff is friendly and fun, and there's plenty of parking. Our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine in 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. You don't hear this score very often in football. 9-6. And it wasn't all field goals, folks. It was a field goal and a safety. Norwich on top of Sydney, 9-6. Under the lights here at Norwich High School with 5:20 to go. Third quarter. And Sydney's going to kick off to Norwich now. Tim, what's Sydney got to do to get the momentum back?
Well, they definitely have to stop them on this drive, this upcoming drive, because they've already given them a three-point lead right there, and if they score right away, that could kind of take the air out of the sails.
So Sydney, another little squib kickoff, will be fielded here by Race of Norwich. He picks up. He's at the 45, the 50, to the 45. Finch trying to wrap him up. Can't do it. He's down the sideline, and before he's pushed out of bounds, there by Dawson Backett. So a big run back for Norwich is going to put them right back into the red zone.
Yeah, real nice run by the young Race kid. He picked it up. It was a low kick. He had to run probably 20 yards to his right to get it, but then used his speed of four, whatever we said earlier,
yeah,
and really showed it to us there.
Yeah, Tim was saying earlier a 40-yard dash somewhere in the 4.8.
Mid-fours.
Mid-fours, which is, you know, it's very, very fast.
Yeah, I can't remember. I heard it, but I can't remember. I'm old.
So it's a first and 10. Norwich going right to left. The ball is on the Sydney 17 with 5:10 to go third quarter. Quarterback keeper again for Reifenberg. Cole Reifenberg up the middle. No room to run. And he's brought down there by the Sydney line. I like that. The PA announcer saying, everybody but the water boy in on the stop.
That was good. I've never heard that one before.
So the clock continuing to run. Norwich with a three-point lead, 9-6. Here for their home opener in 2016. Second and 8. Ball is on the 15-yard line. Norwich knocking on the end zone door again. Two wide receivers to the left. One to the right. Single runner in the backfield. They'll hand it off to Walsh. Cuts to the right, and he's brought down on the hash marks at about the 11-yard line here for Norwich.
Nice little runoff tackle to the right side, and a nice little jump in the hole to get a couple more yards out of the play.
8 carries and right around 70 yards here tonight for Walsh.
Doing a really nice job.
4:10 to go, and that clock is continuing to tick here for Norwich. Play clock is down to 10 as they break the huddle. 3rd and 4. Can the Sydney defense hold here once again? They have found some ways to make some stops here. Can they do it again? Quarterback keeper for Reifenberg. He picks up the first down. He's all the way down to the 2-yard line. Would not be denied as he went charging head first through the line.
Yeah, they faked the sweep play to Race, and Reifenberg held on to the ball and took it around the end and got the first down, and now it's first and goal to go from the 4.
3:45 to go, third quarter. Norwich with a 9-6 lead. And they are looking to punch one in here again for the Purple Tornado. Taking their time. Play clock's down to 10 as they get it from the sideline. They're going to have to take a timeout, though. Head coach Mike Christie saw that there wasn't enough time on that play clock, and he had to burn one. We'll take a break as well. It's Norwich 9, Sydney 6. Third quarter coming to a close here pretty soon on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Norwich 9, Sydney 6, but it's a 1st and 4 for Norwich here, deep in the third quarter.
Man down.
And they are looking to punch one in here.
You okay, Jameson?
3.5 to go. This PA guy is pretty funny, I have to say.
He is. He's coming up with some good stuff.
So he just tripped and fell in the bleachers, and he's saying, man down. I like it.
Man down.
1st and 4, quarterback keeper, and Reifenberg has nowhere to go. Again, the Sydney line. He's doing a nice job to break through. That's Gaskin. He's back in the game.
Yeah, Kyle Gaskin with a real nice play on that.
So this will bring up 2nd and 4. No gain on the play. Clock moves down to 3:15. Tim, this would be big if the Warriors can make a stop here. Otherwise, Norwich could be looking at a double-digit lead.
Yeah, it definitely is a big series right here for the Warrior defense. But, you know, when you're backed up like that, you have to you bring everybody within 2 yards of the ball. So usually you have a good complement of players in the area where you're trying to make the tackle.
Second and four. Ball is on the four-yard line. They'll hand this one off to Race. He's going to get to the edge, and he's in for the touchdown for Norwich with a flag on the play.
Yeah, pretty sure that's going to be a hold on the tornado, and that is going to back them up.
So this will back them up for a third and long. That's going to back them up, so it's going to be about a third and nine here. So you go from scoring a touchdown pretty easily with Race getting around the corner to a third and nine.
Okay, mark this time on the clock, 2:48. When that happens, see what the tornado can do. I mean, they can still get a touchdown because you're probably in two down distance anyways. So, you know, you don't have to get it all on one down. But if they don't score, this could be a big momentum shift for the Warriors.
2:48 to go, as Tim said, third quarter. It's a second and 13 now, as they do get to keep the down, but they lost the yards. There's Walsh. He goes up the middle, and again, nowhere to go, and Lucas Tanner was right there, as well as Germain to bring him down. So that's going to be a third and 13 with 2.5 to go.
Hey, and there's no first down here. It's got to get it in the end zone.
Wow, so you go from, again, the touchdown to a third and 13. Norwich leading Sydney 9-6 under the lights here at Norwich High School with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Here's Reifenberg, the quarterback, to his right. He's going to throw, and this one is into the end zone, and a touchdown through the air for the Purple Tornado.
Rolling to his right, stopped, made a nice throw with a Warrior right in his face. He held the ball, made a really good throw right across the field to his receiver, who caught it in the end zone.
Zach Race went racing across the purple mat here in the touchdown area. Was able to bring that one in to give Norwich a 15-6 lead. Nice play, and a nice job by Reifenberg to find him as well.
Yeah, especially, like I said, under pressure, because he was definitely he knew he was going to get hit, and he did, and he still delivered the pass.
So they're going to go for the kick, and this one is up and good. And it's a 16-6 lead, flag on the play, with 2:09 to go here in the third quarter.
And this is going to be roughing the holder. Yep. Kicker or the holder, one of the two.
That's going to back Sydney up after the kickoff.
After the kickoff. So, you know, a little frustration by the Warriors there.
So 2:09 to go, third quarter. A touchdown through the air for Zach Race of Norwich. Gives the Purple Tornado a 16-6 lead over Sydney. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the Subcompact BX, the Compact B or L Series, or the bigger MX Special Utility Tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Norwich Implement, your trusted Kubota dealer on Route 12 south of Norwich, or call 336-6816. Now through December 31st, 2016, call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see www.kubota.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. After the touchdown and the extra point, the second one of the night, it's 16-6. Norwich on top of Sydney with 2:09 to go in this third quarter. Still a lot of time. You can't hit the panic button yet if you're Sydney, but I think you have to find a way to at least change the mindset a little bit here for the Warriors.
Yeah, definitely. They need to have a little bit of a boosted conference call or talk with somebody about it. This kick is coming from their own 45, so this ball could be in the end zone fairly easily.
So there was a roughing the kicker or holder penalty on the extra point, which is why Norwich is kicking so close to Sydney. So here is the kick, and this one is going to go to Nate Vibbert, who fields it at the Sydney 5 as he goes left to right. Vibbert finds a little hole, and he's got that speed. He's up to the 30. Vibbert to the 40, to the 45, 50. And Vibbert is into Norwich territory. Heck of a run back there for Nate Vibbert. And let's see if that gives a shot in the arm to the Warriors.
What a nice return by Nate. Waited for a second, and then he just took it right up the field. He didn't dance or do anything. He just waited for a second and then took it straight up the field, made one guy miss. He had a lot of green in front of him. Not sure if it was the kicker or not that made the tackle, but made a real good touchdown-saving tackle right there.
So Sydney, with a little life here, they are going to get the ball into Norwich territory, going left to right after they fielded it at their own 5-yard line. So about a 50-yard return there for Nate Vibbard. 1:59 to go in the third quarter, and they'll hand this one off to Ethan Finch, and he goes right up the gut and all the way down to the 30, a 20-yard pickup here, and Sidney is off and rolling.
Yeah, real nice play right there. They ran the little counterplay to the left, and Ethan Finch ran right up the middle.
1:50 to go in the third quarter, and you know, it's been a long time since Sidney was on offense here in this quarter. I think they're just excited to get the ball back and have a chance to get some points here, possibly.
And it's also good to see that they're not hanging their heads being down 10.
Ball is at the 32. Sidney goes left to right again to Finch, and he cuts it down to the 25. Again, about a 5-yard pickup there for Finch on the play. Big, strong, athletic Ethan Finch, just a junior, part of this core group that's been around on this varsity team for a couple of years.
Totally missed it because I was watching the little extracurricular stuff in the backfield between the defensive lineman from the Tornado and Darren Smith.
Second and 4. Here's Smith, drops back, looking for Hoskins, throws it to the end zone. Hoskins goes up, can't bring it down, and it falls incomplete. Great coverage there by Reifenberg.
Reifenberg has really got Alex just perfect coverage. Had him on his hip, turned around. As soon as he saw the ball, he went up, boom, knocked it down. Almost picked it off, actually.
1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Third and 4 for Sidney. They are in Norwich territory, going left to right. Ball's on the 26. Play clock is down to 20. Smith gets the call from Aaron Zern, assistant coach for Sidney over on the far side. Part of that state championship run back in 2005 for the Warriors. Here's the snap. And Smith in the shotgun. He's going to go to the end zone again. Tosses it up looking for Vibbard, and it's intercepted in the back of the end zone there by Veal of Norwich.
That will be a touchback, and it'll be their ball probably about the 20-yard line. Real nice, two really, really good defensive plays on long balls by Smith. One could have been picked off, but wasn't, was tipped down. But that one was a really nice play by Veal to pick it off in the end zone.
That was just athlete on athlete there. Vibbard for Sidney, Veal for Norwich. And Veal gets the better of that one-on-one battle. Interesting play call there. Third and 4. Second and 4, third and 4. And Sidney goes for the end zone both times.
Yeah,
from the 30.
And you would have thought because they were running the ball so well that they would have probably stayed with that after the one got knocked down over here. But you know what? That's why we're up here. You know, we don't make those decisions.
No.
So.
You know, Coach Matthews may have seen something that he wanted to go for it there. Didn't work out that time, but now the Sidney defense is going to have to answer once again with 55 seconds to go, third quarter. Norwich has the ball starting on their own 20, and they run it to the far side and nowhere to go. We'll see who comes out of the pile there, and that was Zach Race with 45 seconds to go here in the quarter. It's Norwich 16, Sidney 6.
And Zach Race is one that you don't really, you're not going to run him in between the tackles. You're going to probably try to get him out on the edge where he can use that speed.
Clock ticking down to 30 seconds. Could be the last play of the third quarter here under the lights at Norwich High School. The Purple Tornado leading Sidney 16-6. Second and 11 from the Norwich 19 as they go right to left. Reifenberg hands off. And again, right up the gut. Nowhere to go, though, for the Purple Tornado. And once again, that was Drew Walsh.
Yeah, Drew Walsh with a nice little, probably two or three gain on it, but it's going to bring up third down and 9 for the Tornado just inside the 22.
That's going to do it for the third quarter, though. Fourth quarter coming up. It's Norwich 16, Sidney 6. We've got 12 minutes left to decide this one between the Purple Tornado and the Warriors. For Tim Cunning, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sidney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here in Norwich. It's Norwich leading Sydney 16-6. And Tim, a 3rd and 9 now for Norwich. Ball is on their own 21. We saw that when Sydney had the ball just a moment ago, there was an interception, but they moved the ball incredibly well up to the interception. Maybe they can get it back, get that momentum going.
Yeah, that would be good because they definitely had it going, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get the interception, you kind of get a little deflated. But you know what? There are 12 minutes left in this game, so let's see what the Warriors can do.
And we have seen a lot of back and forth in this game, and we'll see if we have some more here. As it's going to be a catch here for Veal of Norwich. He's at the 30, to the 20, to the 10, and a touchdown on a 3rd and 9 for the Purple Tornadoes. That's an 80-yard run.
Yeah, we had a little bit of feet get tangled up on the defender for the Warriors, and he fell down, and it was all he had to do was just catch the ball and then run down the sideline.
Let's run that back. Reifenberg on 3rd and 9 lofted one up, and Norwich was back on their own 20, and they were looking for Veal. He was at about midfield, and Backus for Sydney had good coverage on him. They got tangled up. Backus goes down. Veal makes the catch and saunters 50 yards down the sideline for a touchdown for Norwich.
Yeah, I don't know if Saunter was the right one.
Yeah.
He was moving.
He was moving. And he makes it look easy. So a nice catch there for the senior, Kassan Veal. He was one of the weapons that we knew coming into this game was going to be a big one. And now we'll have whistles as they go to kick the extra point. And this looks like it's going to be an offside on Sydney. We'll do it again.
Yeah, that happened really quick. I'm trying to figure out what happened, and all of a sudden the whistle blew, and I was trying to see if the ball went through the uprights, and I didn't even see that.
I think it went wide right, but they'll get another chance at it here as Sydney was offsides. So the first play of the fourth quarter goes for about an 80-yard TD for Norwich. This time the kick is up, and it's good. That's 3 extra points here tonight for Norwich, and they are pretty excited as they now lead 23-6. Over Sydney with 11:48 to go, fourth quarter. We'll step away and come right back on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the improved Morabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Morabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Morabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Morabito.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 11:48 to go, fourth quarter, under the lights at Norwich High School. A 80-yard touchdown pass there for the Tornado. By far the biggest play of the night. As Kassan Veal brought that one down for Norwich and ran it in from about midfield, giving Norwich a 23-6 lead here over Sydney. And it was 7-6 at halftime. And
yep. It
has just been Norwich finding a way to get it done here in the second half.
And some untimely steps by the Warriors right there on that play. It was too bad because Dawson was in pretty good position. The only problem was is his feet got tangled up and he went to the ground, and Beal did not. And Beal caught the ball and then raced down the sideline.
That was just one of those unlucky plays if you're a Warrior fan, because Backus did have, you know, very good coverage on him. Just got tripped up. So Reifenberg puts a little squibber on the ground. Sydney is going to pick it up here and look for a run back for Jimenez. And he gets up to about the 35-yard line. So Sydney is going to start going right to left in their own territory at their own 35.
Yeah, Jimenez with a nice little run back about 6-7 yards from where he picked it up as one of the up backs. So the Warriors here have a chance to put a drive together and get some points back on the board. Hopefully they have the drive to do that right now.
Well, the last time they got the ball in the third quarter, Nate Vibbert had a 50-yard run back. They got them to midfield, and then two straight runs by Ethan Finch picked up about 30, 35 yards. And then they had the interception. So let's see if they can get some of that mojo back. That won't start here as Brandon Evans dropping a first and 10 pass out in the left wing side.
It's too bad because it was a really nice thrown ball, and it was right on the number, and he just dropped the ball.
So this is going to be a second 10 for Sydney on their own 35. As once again, here is Darren Smith, the sophomore QB, drops back. He's in the pocket, and he's got guys draped all over him and really had nowhere to go. And the purple tornado dropped him in the backfield.
Yeah, it looked like the line of the Warriors there just didn't make the block right at the right time, and there was a lot of pressure on Darren right off the bat, and the play was broken right away.
That was Ty Reifenberg. Cole, the quarterback here tonight, we've been talking a lot about him, but brother Ty Reifenberg getting the sack there for Norwich. So Norwich leads Sydney 23-6. 11 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's a third and 16 for the Warriors, ball on their own 30. And they're going to have to go to the air here. Alex Hoskins has been quiet tonight. Instead, they'll go to the ground, and this is Ethan Finch. Picks up a nice 10 yards up the middle, but it's going to be short by about 6 yards of the first down.
Surprised us.
Yes.
Surprised us. We think we're going to see another pass just like on first and second, and they run a little quick little draw.
Fourth and 7 here for Sydney, as once again that was a 10-yard pickup there for Ethan Finch. Finch with 9 carries tonight, and he is right up around 60 yards. Fourth and 7, Sydney's going to go for it. Ball on their own 40. They throw out to the far side for Evans. He's going to pick up the first down. Ball popped out of his hands, but he was out of bounds already. And so a first down for Sydney. They moved the chains when they needed to.
Yep. They went back to number 7, gave him another chance. He made the catch, got the first down, and the ball is almost to the 50-yard line.
23-6, Norwich on top of Sydney here on the opening Friday night of high school football. Again, we'll be over in Delhi tomorrow. Oxford traveling over to take on the Delhi Bulldogs at Delaware Academy. First and 10 from midfield, and they throw to Hoskins through his fingertips, dangerously floating in the air there for a second before the ball falling to the turf. And boy, that was Smith in the backfield there, the quarterback. He got walloped by the Norwich defense, and another Sydney player down at the moment as well.
Yeah, we had two guys down. And they came from the backside of Darren, and Darren did not see this kid, and he absolutely just lambasted him. And I don't know what happened to the other player that's down.
Finch.
Finch as well. I don't know if he was in on the block and the tackle or what happened there. But
looks like maybe just the wind knocked out of him. He's talking to Coach Matthews here, looking to get up. They're giving him some extra time. 10:13 to go, fourth quarter. And Finch is up, and he's going to take a little breather here. 23-6 to score, Norwich on top of Sydney. And this, again, was a halftime game that was 7-6. Two very evenly matched teams, but Norwich has found a way in the second half to kind of capitalize on some turnovers and make a couple of big plays.
Yeah, it's one nice thing I really like what I'm seeing here is the trainer actually from Norwich has been out on every single injury, whether it be Norwich or Sydney, just checking things out. And right now, I think probably we're going to see some concussion protocol here because Ethan started to walk off the field, and then he had to stop and take a deep breath and try to walk off a little bit more. But they are definitely paying a little bit of attention to Ethan right now.
Well, that's great to see because in today's game, that is, a thing that you really, really have to look out for. It's become so prevalent at all levels of football,
yeah.
And I think they have
not
to take
just football,
it.
You know?
Yeah, it's all the contact sports now. So here is a second and 10. Sydney with the ball at midfield, going right to left. They try to go over to Hoskins on the far side, but again, double coverage, and they are draped all over Hoskins, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, and Darren just got hammered again. And he looks up, and his lineman's looking down at him, and I'm sure he's going, sorry,
yeah.
Man, I'm really sorry I missed that block. Don't do it again. But, The one that really gets me is youth soccer.
Yes.
Has taken heading out of the game. And that's always been one of the biggest, you know, biggest things that of a soccer in soccer was to head the ball, and they've removed it from the game in the youth league.
Well, you know, we've been watching a lot of soccer here on CDO with our Twitter coverage, and you know, you see a goalie punt that ball, it goes to midfield, and you know, you head that thing, it's going to hurt. And now a first down here for Dawson Backus as he's able to run it right up the gut for a pickup of about 15, so that will move the chains here for Sydney.
Yeah, nice run by Dawson on that play. A little payback to the tornado for the misplayed pass.
So Sydney gets it up to the 35 here. They are into Norwich territory. They trail 23-6 with 9:45 to go in the fourth quarter. First and 10 now. Smith in the shotgun. He's going to hand it off to Backus again, straight up the middle, pickup of about three. Backus lost the ball, but the referee had blown the whistle before that, so Sydney is going to get the 3 yards and keep the ball.
Emphatically blew the whistle.
Yes.
He had that down right off the bat, and he made sure that Norwich knew that they weren't going to take it down for another touchdown.
Second and 7. Here for Sydney, ball on the Norwich 35. Sydney going right to left there in the white uniforms with the maroon helmet, the maroon pants. Going up against Norwich tonight, purple helmet, purple uniform with the white trim. Second and 7. Smith drops back. He's got pressure. Tried to dump it off to Backus in the flat on the left side, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, and every single time now, I've been watching this for the last couple of series, every time they go nobody in the backfield. Darren's by himself. They're sending a lot of people. They're making sure that he's getting pressure. Even if he gets the ball off, he's getting hit.
He maybe had a second, maybe two, to make that decision, and he really couldn't get a good flick on that one out into the flat. And you could see he really had nowhere to go. 9 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's Norwich leading Sydney 23-6. Third and 7 for Sydney. Try to make some noise. They go to Hoskins on the far side. He makes an acrobatic catch. I think he's going to be a little short of the first down. That's about a 6-yard pickup there for Sydney to Alex Hoskins. Just his third catch of the night.
Yeah, that's, you know, you're right. And that's a huge thing for the Warriors this year is to get the ball to number 10 because he is such an athlete. But you... not sure who the cornerback is on that side. His side all night has been the same one. He's done a great job on Alex on defense.
Carter Radinsky has been over there, and now it's a 4th and 3 for Sydney. They throw on the far side to Evans. Does he make the catch? Yes, he does, and that's going to be just enough for a Sydney first down. So 8:23 to go, fourth quarter, 1st and 10. They're in Norwich territory, ball down to the 22, but it's Norwich 23 and Sydney 6.
Brandon Evans is a real great catch right there. He was diving to his left side and reached back and caught the ball. Real nice catch.
So Sydney, with 8 minutes left here, trailing 23-6, can they put some points on the board here on this drive? They have not scored since the second quarter. Now they'll hand one off here to Dawson Backus to the 10, to the 5, and he's into the end zone for Sydney. Dawson Backus with about a 22-yard touchdown run. Nice job there by Dawson Backus, the senior.
Yeah, real nice. And then the reason he got into the end zone was a real good outside block by one of the wideouts for the Warriors. Kept the lane open for Dawson, and then he just plowed right through the defender at the end.
23-12, now the score with 7:57 to go, fourth quarter. And it looks like Sydney will go for two here to try to get it up to 14. So they'll get the play from the sideline here. And maybe this will give the Warriors a little pep here. As, you know, they have had good success running the ball tonight
they
with
really
Backus
have.
And Finch.
They really have. And, you know, right now,
Sydney lines up for
Finch is not really participating because of what happened.
Direct
so
snap.
Not sure what happened here.
They tried a little direct snap, and they go to Colin Carl. There was kind of a little bit of a scrum on the play here. I think they got it.
They did. They did. You know, immediately I thought back to Boise State with the Statue of Liberty play because I was like, looking, where did the ball go? And totally missed it. They did. They direct snap to number 51, Colin Carl, who's normally a defensive and offensive lineman, but he took the ball in for the 2 points. So 23-14 for the Warriors. for the tornado.
A direct snap went to Colin Carl. There was a big scrum. It looked like he was down. All of a sudden, he pops out into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. It's Norwich 23, Sydney 14, 7:57 to go fourth quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 7:57 to go, fourth quarter. It's Norwich 23, Sydney 14. Norwich going to have to be ready maybe for that onside kick, as we were saying, Tim.
Yes. You know, it's a possibility. I imagine it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be the one right to the lineman in the front or if it's going to be the little pooch over their heads to the second line. But we'll see what happens. I have a feeling we're going to see a little excitement here.
7:57 to go in the game. Sydney just scoring on about a 22-yard run from Dawson Backus. They were down 23-6. Then they get the two-point conversion. So it's 23-14. This was a game that was 7-6 at the half, folks. Norwich was ahead. And now Sydney maybe going to go for a little onside kick here. Ethan Finch, who went off with a little injury during that last drive, is back on. We assume he's going to kick. And we'll see if Norwich is ready and prepared.
Now, every kick he's had tonight has been very hard and low. Now, when you do the onside kick, you really want to try to get it to just tumble off the tee and hit and bounce so that a ball bounces up in the air, and by that time you hope your teammates are down there laying some lumber.
So here we go. Ethan Finch, the ball on the 40-yard line. Will they go for the onside kick? Here we go. They will kick it. It's going to roll. It's going to bounce, and I believe Sydney's going to get it. Did it go the 10 yards? We'll see. The referees are going to decide. It's very, very close. They do. Sydney has got the onside kick. And they are going to have great field position on the 45-yard line and a huge momentum swing here for the Warriors.
Yeah, that was quite an interesting onside kick, too, because that was watching,
straight up the middle.
It was watching the ball, and it just kept rolling, and the receivers for the upline for the tornado kept backing up. And as soon as that ball goes 10 yards, it doesn't have to be touched. That's a live ball. And the kid from Sydney did a nice play, dove on it, and now it's the Warriors' ball, first and 10 on the Tornado 45.
So Sydney has life here with 7:57 to go, and they are in Norwich territory just over midfield. Smith, the quarterback, in the shotgun, throws out into the flat for Nate Vibbert. He gets the catch and is brought down. Gain of about four on the play for Vibbert.
Yeah, he had a nice play. He just misread the block of Alex Smith or Alex Hoskins there. If he cut back inside, I think he would have been still running.
7:39. So about 7:35 to go, fourth quarter. It's Norwich 23 and Sydney 14. This is going to be a second and 9 for Sydney. Ball is on the 44-yard line.
Guess they didn't give him four.
Well, they only gave him one. So we'll see what happens here on second and 9 for the Warriors. At midfield, Smith drops back. He's looking through the air and throws it for Vibbert right through his hands and down to the turf, and Vibbert's going to want that one back.
Yeah, that was a really nice thrown ball. That was quite an interesting set of pattern there. They had a lot of people deep, but Nate just broke open, and the ball was there, and he just dropped it.
He would have caught that right around the 20-yard line and maybe had some room to run instead. Third and 9, ball back on the 44.
But
that was a big one.
Yeah, knowing Nate, though, he'll be back for the next play.
7:14 to go, fourth quarter. It's Norwich 23, Sydney 14. Under the lights here at Norwich High School, Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on CDL. We'll take you the rest of the way. Third and 9, Sydney going to the air again here with Darren Smith in the shotgun, and we'll have a flag on the play. False start for Sydney.
Everybody on the Sydney Warriors team moved, but the ball didn't.
So now a 3rd and 14, and the penalties, always tough.
Yeah, they're drive killers, there's no doubt about it. I mean, You know, they were moving the ball nicely and dropped pass. And now the penalty. So now you got third down. But it's definitely that two down time left in the game. You know, you got to really think about it. You're down 9 points. So probably looking at them going for it on fourth.
Play clock down to five. The snap at midfield. They're going to hand this one off. Another running play here for Finch, and he's going to pick up about five. That's going to give you about a third and nine, or excuse me, a fourth and nine here.
Got back almost to the original line. It's a little more than the original line of scrimmage. So, interesting play call right here.
Fourth and ten, officially. Ball on the 45. Just over the midfield mark here. 23-14, Norwich on top. Sidney with the ball. And now Norwich is going to jump over the line and be offsides.
I'll give them half of it right there, so it'll be fourth and five.
So Norwich getting a little antsy there, trying to rush. They jump over the line. 6:38 to go, fourth quarter. It's Norwich 23, Sidney 14. Fourth and five, the ball now on the Norwich 40 as Sidney goes right to left.
Hoping that the Warriors know that the blitz is coming from that side again so that they have somebody to protect in the backfield for Darren.
They do have Sean Germond on that left guard side trying to protect. So fourth and five, ball on the 40. We're down to 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. Snap. Smith drops back. Rush is there. He's going to step up in the pocket, throws it for the end zone. He's got Hoskins, and he rails it in. He's got it. Touchdown for Sidney. End zone for Alex Hoskins.
Yes, yes. What a nice throw. Great play. We talked about it earlier. What Alex does, his athletic ability, goes up and gets the ball, takes it right away from the defender, who was in very, very good position, but Alex won the battle.
And there's been a couple of battles tonight in the end zone right around there that Hoskins didn't come down with it. This time he does. You just got to keep throwing him the ball, and he's going to make some special plays, and that was one of them.
Yeah, that was a really nice play. And honestly, I thought we were going to see just a little swing pass out to Ethan, and all of a sudden I looked down the field, and there was Alex with one-on-one coverage, which we talked about earlier.
Yes.
He hasn't had that much tonight. But he gets it on that play, and he makes the play.
23-20 with 6:07 to go, fourth quarter, and Sidney's going to go for two once again. Will they try the direct snap? Not this time. Smith drops back. Smith to the right side, puts on the brakes, has nowhere to go, and won't get it. So it's 23-20 after a 40-yard touchdown pass on fourth and five to Alex Hoskins, and Sidney has life. Again, it's Norwich 23, Sidney 20, 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us. The Langs, Lang Trucking of Guilford, proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Just about 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Norwich was ahead 23-6, and in the snap of a finger, it's 23-20. Touchdowns by Alex Hoskins and Dawson Backus have brought Sidney back to life. Again, it's 23-20. Norwich on top of Sidney with 6 minutes left.
Backus on the ground, and Alex Hoskins with a great catch from Darren Smith. Not really sure what the yardage was on that. Probably 40, maybe?
Yeah, I think it was the ball was on the 44.
Yeah.
So just a little over a 40-yard touchdown pass on fourth and five, and they went for it.
That's right, fourth and five. Yep.
So here we go. And that was all set up by an onside kick. Let's see if Sidney will do it here again, or do you think they'll kick this one deep?
This much time, I think they're going to get rid of it. Norwich thinks they're going to do it onside.
This time, the little squib kick, and Norwich lost it. It's on the ground, but they will fall on it just in time. So Norwich going left to right will start on their own 37-yard line with 6:05 to go. And now, Tim, do you see the body language out there? Does Norwood seem a little jittery now that they've kind of given up some points here?
No, I don't think they're jittery, but I think they realize, you know what? We have a game here. We gotta still stay in this and play. They're playing with the lead. So they can just sustain a nice little drive, get a couple first downs, take some time off the clock, make the Warriors use some of those timeouts, then we'll see what can happen.
23-20, Norwich ahead by 3 with 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. They'll hand it off to Wall. She cuts back left side, and Lucas Tanner is in there with a big-time tackle for Sydney.
Lucas Tanner's having one heck of a game for him today. He's just doing a really great job at that middle linebacker spot.
Well, now the clock becomes the friend of Norwich, the enemy of Sydney, as it continues to tick, 5:45 to go. Here's the timeout situation. Sydney with 3, Norwich only with 1 left. So keep that in mind. But
actually,
Norwich,
check that. Lucas is not the middle linebacker. He's the nose guard. So he is right over the ball. He is actually coming down the line, and, you know, he's getting rid of some blockers and making some nice tackles.
Second and 8, and the flag is up, and this is going to be, let's see who this one is against. It's going to be an offside against Sydney, so a little gift there for Norwich
on
second and 8.
Yeah, and it definitely had to be somebody that was lined up, because nobody moved or jumped or did anything. They must have just been lined up in the neutral zone.
5:23 to go in the fourth quarter. Norwich with a 3-point lead here. Our first game of the 2016 football season. It's been a good one here under the lights at Norwich High School between Sydney and Norwich. Second and 3 ball on the 44 as Norwich goes left to right. They're in the purple with white trim. And now a quarterback keeper for Reifenberg up the middle. He's got the first down and more. He's at the 40 to the 35 to the 30. He's still got those legs churning to the 15 before he's knocked out of bounds by Alex Hoskins. And just about, let's see, a 35-yard run there for Reifenberg.
Reifenberg was a really nice play right there. It was a zone read. He kept the ball, hit it well, and he had a lot of room. Good blocking up front. And got to that second level and then turned on the Jets.
4:56 to go, fourth quarter. And that was a big play. Big play there for Norwich. Brings them right back down into the red zone with the ball on the 19-yard line.
After a costly penalty.
Actually, the 14-yard
right,
line, excuse
yep.
me, yes. So 23-20 now the score. And Norwich may be trying to put the icing on the cake here, dare I say, if they can punch it in again. They'll hand off to Walsh. He hits the wall and is brought down by the Warriors, and Ethan Finch and Lucas Tanner are right there for the tackle.
Yep, we're saying that name a lot tonight. Both those names a lot tonight. So Warriors are really showing me a lot. They're not giving up. They're trying to do the best they can as far as the defense. But I'll tell you what, that's a tough, tough offense on the other side.
4.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's Norwich 23, Sydney 20. Play clock is down to 15, and now they'll blow it because Lucas Tanner had to fix his helmet here again. So the Zebra crew making sure he's got a couple of extra seconds here to fix that, get it on properly, and now we're back underway. 4:20 to go. Second and 10. And now they'll go to the far side for Race. And Race is brought down, but a flag on the play.
Yep.
Here with 4:13.
Trailing the play, I'm guessing it's going to be a holding. Hey, I got one right.
Yeah. It's going to be a holding call against Norwich. So they lead 23-20, knocking on the door once again, but this penalty will back them up another 5 yards.
Holding is the call against Norwich. Just keep in mind when they took over and we got talking about this, what they're going to do and so on and so forth. Yes, this penalty bothers you, but you're still going to be in deep inside Sydney's territory. You've taken almost 3 minutes off the clock, and it's precious, you know, especially being down 3.
So this is going to be a second and 24 now with 4:11 left, and Norwich up by 3, 23-20. Reifenberg gets the call from the sideline and brings it in. Play clock down to 15. Norwich taking their time here to set it up. Clock is now under 4 minutes to go. One wide receiver to the left, two to the right on second and 24. We haven't seen him throw it much tonight, and they won't do it here. They'll hand it off to Wall. She cuts back to the left, picks up about 5 before he's brought down at about the 25-yard line.
Sydney's going to take their first timeout, but really nice. What a really good run that was. I mean, he cut like 3 different times in the hole and made a really good play.
So
third and 20
now. As we're going to have the timeout here, we'll step away for 30 seconds. It's Norwich 23, Sydney 20 on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting on his lights here at Norwich High School. Sydney taking their first timeout, so they have two left. Norwich with one, and Norwich with a three-point lead, 23-20. This was a 7-6 game at the half. Norwich was ahead, but then they had some nice offense, and they were up 23-6. I think maybe some people here thought it was over, but Sydney came storming back with touchdowns by Dawson Backus and Ethan Finch. Here's Reifenberg out of the timeout. Quarterback keeper to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, down to the 5. A bruising hit, and he's going to pick up the first down. Going to be very, very close there for Norwich. And Finch and Reifenberg went shoulder to shoulder, and Reifenberg won that battle.
Yeah, and I can tell you why he did, because he kept running. He did not. Ethan broke down, didn't keep his feet, and as soon as he got hit, he's seeing stars right now.
And you can
that
hear,
was a heck of a crunch.
You could hear the whole crowd go, oh, as soon as they went shoulder to shoulder. That was a big one, and Sydney's going to take another timeout here to talk things over. So this is actually going to be a 4th and 1, so that was a pickup of 23 yards by Reifenberg.
Big play, and I'll tell you, he just finished the run at the end, got him another 2-3 yards.
So amazing, because early in the game, Reifenberg was not running at all, and we've seen him whip off some big runs, including a 35-yarder and a 23-yarder right there. 4th and 1, ball is on the 5, deep in Sydney territory. So really, if they punch it in here, this could be it for Norwich.
Yeah, it definitely would be a little bit of, like you said before, icing on the cake.
So we'll see, and Reifenberg is certainly playing some fired-up, inspired football, because as he got down to about the 15, Sydney started to close in on him, and he was not going down without a fight.
No. He lowered his head, put his head down, and delivered the blow, and that's why he kept going forward after the hit.
3:36 to go here, fourth quarter. And it's 4th and 1 yard, Norwich leading 23-20. Can they get this yard and maybe put this game away right here? Reifenberg in the shotgun. He's got Veal out to his left. And two runners in the backfield. Ball is on the ground. He lost it. And it's into the back of the end zone. He got it. Reifenberg picked up his own fumble and then ran it in on the right wing. And Norwich will lead 29-20 with 3.5 to go.
I don't know how that happened. He missed the snap and it just fell to the ground. And when it fell to the ground, he picked it up and outran one of the Sydney Warriors. I think it was number 56 to the edge, and there was no help on the corner.
Second short yard running TD of the night. So Reifenberg with two touchdowns, Race with the other, and Veal with the other one for Norwich. And they are going to go for the extra point once again. They've hit three of them tonight. Let's see if they get the fourth here. It's been great kicking here by Scott Manwar, and just a sophomore. The straight-on kick. And this one is up, and this one is short, so we jinxed him right there.
Yeah, we blocked it.
29-20 with 3.5 to go. Again, we'll step away. Norwich with a 9-point lead with 3.5 to go here on WCDO.
You know, there's only one thing worse than getting in a car accident, and that's dealing with an inexperienced auto body shop. That's why when I needed auto body work after hitting a deer, I told my insurance agent that I was using Bill and the guys at Sydney Auto Body. They've been in business for over 55 years, and they do quality work. There's no hassles, no costly surprises, and they take care of the insurance paperwork, too. So if you have an accident, take my advice. Go to Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. It's Norwich leading Sydney 29-20. And boy, it feels like a fall night out here, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was just going to make that comment a little while ago. You know, we put the jackets on, and, you know, thank goodness the wind stopped.
Yeah, it was a little windy to start.
It was a little bit windy, and right now if the wind was blowing, I'd be looking for a hot chocolate.
Yeah, it's starting to feel like fall for the opening night of 2016 high school football season. Here we are on top of the press box at Norwich High School. Beautiful fall night here, I guess you could say.
Of course, somebody wanted us to wear shorts and golf shirts.
Hey, it was good for about the first 5 minutes before the sun went down. So the kickoff here from Norwich to Sydney. Sydney's going to go right to left. Brandon Evans will feel that he's at the 20, up to the 25 before he's roped down. And Sydney, to their credit, when they were down 23-6, battled all the way back to make it 23-20. But then the second touchdown of the night by Cole Reifenberg, made it 29-20. And that's where we are right now.
And I will say, you know, Sydney's got the weaponry to score quick. So, you know, who knows, but you definitely got to say that there's going to be a lot of purple in the back. They're probably going to drop four or five guys back, you know, just not letting them beat them deep.
And they have been all over and done a very good job on Alex Hoskins tonight.
Yeah.
Yes, he did get the 144-yard touchdown, but besides that, they really have not been able to get the ball to him. He does have four catches and a touchdown tonight, but everything else has been the little short ones. They're going to try to go to Hoskins again. They'll get it out to him, but again, double-teamed, and he's pushed out of bounds, maybe a gain of four on the play for Hoskins.
And again, picking himself off the turf is Darren Smith. He is getting hit every single time he throws the ball.
You got to give credit to Norwich. They have a lot of team speed, and they have used it well, rushing him from different angles and different spots. So this is a 2nd and 6. Sydney with the ball on their own 30 going right to left. They trail 29-20. 3 minutes to go. They pass across the middle here for Hoskins, trying to get him involved to the 40, pushed out of bounds at the 45 and into the Norwich sideline.
Nice little crossing pattern for Alex. Don't really usually see him doing that.
No.
No, he's usually down the sideline doing the acrobatic stuff, but
you know,
that
maybe
was
that's
an interesting pattern.
Maybe that's a way they can get him more involved.
Uh-huh.
1st and 10 now as the ball's moved up to the 44 as they approach midfield. Smith in the shotgun, drops back, and three come to rush him and bring him down, including Ty Reifenberg, who's in there.
They're just sending so many people, and there's not enough people blocking because they're sending so many out in a pattern. So something's got to be switched up there because they don't have anybody to help out blocking on the backside.
Jacob Franklin, Jacob Hoffman, and Ty Reifenberg were all in there on the tackle. So now it's a 2nd and 19. They go to Backus, a little screen pass. He gets to midfield. He's at the 40, down to the 35. And 2nd and 19 quickly turns into 1st and 10 for Sydney. Another big run for Backus.
I was wondering when they were going to bring that play back, and I'll tell you what, he got a really good block that time. First time they ran the screen, they didn't get the block, and it didn't go as far. That time they did. That's why it went as far down the field as it did.
All the way down to the 33-yard line, and Sydney is not going to give up here with 2:20 to go, trailing by 9. And here is Smith, rolls out, avoids a tackle. Now he's going to try to dump it off, and he will. Short yardage gain as he gets that one to Lucas Tanner, it looks like.
Wow, Lucas Tanner catching the ball.
Doing a little everything.
From the tight end spot. I think he was a little shocked that he got the ball.
This will bring up a 2nd and 8, ball to the 31, so a gain of 2 there on the throw to Lucas Tanner. We're under 2 minutes to go, and now as they get the snap off, we'll have a whistle and a false start.
One of the wide receivers on the left side tried to get a little bit of a head start and got caught.
So a 1:55 to go, and the clock will start once again. It's Norwich 29, Sydney 20. It's a 2nd and 14, ball is on the 37-yard line, the Norwich 37. One timeout left for each side. And Sydney collecting themselves. Play clock is down to 10. Here's Smith, drops back. Two wide receivers to the right and left. He's going to loft one up down the right sideline to Hoskins, and he brought it in, and he'll catch it down at the 3-yard line. Got his feet in. It's going to be 1st and goal for Sydney.
I can't even begin to tell you what a great catch that was. It was on the far sideline, so it was really hard for us to see what actually happened, but absolutely perfect pass, great hands, and then the athletic ability to make sure your feet were in bounds.
And pretty much over the shoulder. Yeah. Really don't know how he saw that one. So this is going to be a first and three. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Norwich with a minute and a half to go. 29-20 is the score. We'll keep it right here. Want to give a chance to talk about some of our Norwich sponsors here tonight. We had three special sponsors that helped us to get over here tonight to cover this Sydney versus Norwich game. They include Norwich Implement, your local John Deere and Kubota dealer located on Route 12 South here in Norwich across from Burger King. They wish both sides in tonight's game good luck. The Chirino Insurance Agency, a community leader since 1972. Pat and the staff are proud to support local athletics, and they really do on CDO. They are a huge supporter. Auto, home, life, motorcycle, boat, RV, and camper coverage, plus much more. Visit ChirinoInsurance.com or stop by 50 North Broad Street right here in downtown Norwich. And, of course, Rogers Tire Center in Norwich and Morris. Great prices right now on winter and mud tires, and they're also a full-service repair shop located on County Road 32 in Norwich or State Highway 23 in Morris. Visit online at RogersTireSales.com. Or Rogers Tire, excuse me, .com. Minute and a half to go. And now on the first and three, they're going to try to hand one off here to Finch, and he gets roped down. Good job by Hoffman of Norwich to come over and make the play.
Actually, it looked like to me that was another one of those zone reads for Sydney, and Darren decided to hang on the ball and shouldn't have because there were four guys in the back getting him for the loss. I think it's now going to be second down and goal from the seven.
So Sydney is going to burn that final timeout. So both teams are out of timeouts here as Sydney trails 29-20. You know, they've already done one onside kick tonight that was successful. So in theory, score here. Maybe try it again.
Yeah, and more than likely they're going to be, you know, if they're probably going to do go for two because we haven't seen them have a kicker. So we're going to say that, we're going to put that out there, that they'd go for two if they score, and that would make it a one-point game. And if that happens, got to believe that next kick would be an onside kick. And then you also have to remember, like you just said, Nate, neither team has the timeout.
Second and seven with a minute 18 remaining in the game. And here is Smith in the shotgun. Drops back, throws across the middle, whizzes through, but can't connect with anybody. Incomplete. Third and seven coming up.
That was a fastball. Absolutely.
Laser.
Just a laser through the middle of the field.
29-20, Norwich on top of Sydney with a minute 14 to go in the fourth quarter here from Norwich High School. Sydney desperately trying to punch it into the end zone here. They have Vibbard and Hoskins to the right, Evans to the left. Smith drops back, looking to his left, throws. It's too tall there for Nate Vibbard through his hands, and that brings up fourth and seven with a minute 9 to go. Tried to go over the middle to him, as they did earlier.
And he was open. It just, I think he thought it was number 10 and not number 4.
A couple inches difference there, as Hoskins is about 6'3", Vibbard 5'10". I think if that's Hoskins, he probably can bring that down. But again, another fastball.
Yeah. There's no doubt. I mean, it has to be delivered that way because of all the defenders that are there for the tornado.
Fourth and seven. Do or die here for Sydney, and in the backfield, Smith avoids a tackle, chucks one up in the end zone, and through the hands there of Dawson Backus, put a flag on the play. What a throw there from Smith. Two guys draped all over him, and he flicked that one across the field, and Backus would have been able to have a fair chance at that if he wasn't hauled down.
Yeah, we're going to have a little bit of a pass interference on this call against the tornado. And it's right down by the goal line.
1:02 to go. Backus was jumping up in the air to go up and get that ball, and he was just taken out. And so that'll bring up a little pass interference here. And, boy, Sydney will not go away here tonight.
Oh, they're showing a lot of perseverance and not going away into the night.
So 1:02 to go. So this is going to be a fourth and three instead of a fourth and 14. So Sydney's going to get another shot at it. Here's Smith. He's going to hand one off the back. His hits the hole, still on his feet, driving forward, and he's going to be short. He just ran into a wall of purple and white, and he's going to come up about a yard short.
Yeah, and I think that's a really, really nice defensive play by the whole entire defensive team from the Norwich Tornado, because you've got to be thinking they've been throwing the ball, throwing the ball, throwing the ball. They were ready for the run. Sydney tried to pull a little fast one, and it didn't work because the Tornado were on top of it.
54 seconds left, and it's Norwich 29, Sydney 20, and barring a crazy play or something like that, it does appear that Norwich will win their home opener here tonight.
Well, we haven't seen Norwich under center very often tonight, so they really can't do a shotgun here, but I imagine it's going to be the kneel-down victory position for the Tornado.
And they're right on their own four-yard line, so they have to be careful. And they will take a knee and try to eat up some of this clock here tonight. And great crowd on hand here, and a big thank you to Norwich for setting us up here. We're on the roof of the press box on a little bit of a chilly opening night here. I'll be right back to it tomorrow, Tim. We'll be over at Delaware Academy as Oxford comes to town. That should be a good one as well. I'm excited to see Oxford tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be a great matchup, and we get to go on the hill.
Yeah.
The hill, yeah.
Well, it's been great to go over to Delhi the last couple of years, and just so welcoming over there. It should be a lot of fun tomorrow. So another knee, down to 15 seconds left, and that's going to be our final score here tonight. Norwich will hold on to beat Sydney 29-20, an exciting game here tonight, featuring everything from fumbles, interceptions, great runs, long throws. We had it all here tonight, Tim.
Onside kicks. What else did we have?
You name it. Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Interceptions.
Yep.
Everything.
Well, we'll break it all down when we come back. We'll also wrap up this one, and we'll give out our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Our final score here tonight, Norwich 29, Sydney 20. We'll be right back on CDL.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Find the rest and relaxation you deserve at the Catalog Outlet Stores during their Sit and Sleep Labor Day sales event on now through September 11th at their Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich stores. Take a seat and save on the Catalog Outlet's large selection of sofas and recliners in all styles and fabrics to go with any decor, including stationary, reclining, sectional, and sleeper model sofas, plus wall saver, rocker, power lift, and chase recliners, all by makers you know and trust like Klausner, Ashley, Best Home Furnishings, and others. The Catalog Outlet Sleep Centers feature the highest quality mattresses in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at the lowest prices around. Choose from Simmons Beauty Rest, American Bedding, Gold Bond, and Sierra Sleep by Ashley. Remember, nobody sells mattresses for less. As always, prompt, courteous delivery is available, along with interest-free financing to qualify buyers. The Catalog Outlet Stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, offering you the best for less since 1989.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here to Norwich High School. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. A big thanks to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios as well here tonight, the guy making everything happen for us here. Norwich defeats Sydney 29-20, a back-and-forth game. A lot of heart shown by Sydney here tonight. Tim, they were down 23-6 at one point, and they battled all the way back to make it 23-20. Both teams out on the field right now doing their last-minute huddles and breakdowns, and I think if you're Sydney, you know, there's some things to work on, but some good positives from this game, too.
Absolutely, and you got to love the heart, because they didn't give up. You know, they were down a lot twice, you know, and they came back, and they got it back within 3 points, and, you know, that kick gets covered by Sydney, and we might have a different story here right now. So, but you know what? They've got a lot of things that they can take positives from here, and then they also have some stuff that they can work on.
Let's do our three broadcast awards here tonight. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Member FDIC. Tim, we talked about this one, and it's the QB from Norwich, Cole Reifenberg, tonight. Two touchdowns, did it all from offense and defense, really. And just in the second half, I thought, kind of took over the game and said, we're going to win this.
Yeah, and it's what you would expect your three-year starter at quarterback to do, and that's kind of funny because I had that conversation with Norwich people before the game, and they said, he's not a flashy kid. He just manages the game, does what's needed, and he did it tonight.
Now, we talked about the wrestling mentality for the Reifenberg family, and you can see it tonight. Some big hits out there and just a lot of workmanship. Next, let's do our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. And we came up with this one, Sean Germont from Sydney, one of the guys down in the trenches, maybe not a guy who was going to make an interception or something like that, but he was there tonight, play after play, making big tackles.
And not only was he making big tackles, they were tackles for losses. So, you know, they were definitely noticeable, and great game by Sean tonight.
And finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Dawson Backus here tonight for Sydney. Excellent night on the ground, over 100 yards rushing. Really just kind of did a little bit of everything. Had that nice touchdown, which really helped jump things back in for Sydney.
Absolutely. Played very well all night long and, you know, well-deserving of the award.
Yep, so Backus with the one touchdown, as I said, right around 100 yards rushing, and just made play after play here tonight. A lot of people you could have given that award to. Hoskins, Finch, Vibbard, everybody did a little bit, but Dawson Backus comes away with our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award tonight. Again, the final, Norwich 29, Sydney 20. We'll be back on the air tomorrow, Tim. Oxford at Del High, that's at 1:30. Join us around 1:15 for the pregame show. We'll be right there. And, hey, great first night here in the books.
Absolutely. You know, it got a little chilly up here on the roof, but you know what? Football season has begun, so, you know, it's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a lot colder before we're done, right?
Absolutely. Hopefully we'll be inside.
Yes, that's for sure. So we're on the roof here at the Norwich Press Box. A big thank you again to Norwich High School and their staff for setting us up here tonight. And, you know, someplace we haven't been before, and it was a pleasure to be here tonight and get this one done. So again, our final score, Norwich defeats Sydney 29-20. We'll see you tomorrow for more high school football on WCDO.